Jay and T-Neck, what's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, T?
What's going on, buddy?
I just wanted to, I'm about 3 years younger than him. I've called a few times, and I just want to bring up the point about Boone and Judge in left field. You know, he's starting to push the envelope a little. I never heard of this. He's a center fielder.
He's been right fielder his whole career.
Right, but I think he's so comfortable in center.
Mm-hmm.
But be that as it may with that, I think that, it's just like today we almost lost the game over that. I don't know if it's Grissom. Judge nervous. Judge would have corralled that.
That's Grisham's ball. Grisham's got to call off Judge. Judge can't get that close. Judge has got to spin off earlier. But here's my point, Jay, and thank you for making the call. I'm going to get into the Boone stuff in a little bit. I've seen several people say that this is Major League Baseball. Aaron Judge is an outfielder. He's played right field. He's played center. They didn't suddenly show up and say, hey, Judge, you're at shortstop today. He's playing left field. He's communicated with outfielders his whole life. Are we saying, like, we are so quick to blame Boone, to blame management, to blame Brian Cashman in the front office, that we're going to look at that play and say, what the hell are we doing playing Judge in left field? Is that really the take? Like, I get it. They've got to make that play. They're major league outfielders, both of them. Grisham had hit him in the glove. They didn't run into each other. And if they did, that's still on them. He put Grisham because Grisham's the better center fielder. Grisham's a gold glove caliber. Has won two gold gloves in center field. He made a great play the other day on a diving catch to save the game. He's the better center fielder. Grisham doesn't play left field either. Judge was in left field. That's on them. You know what? I don't hear anybody complaining about moving Jazz Chisholm to third base. Not a single person's complaining. Jazz has never played third base in his life. Never played third base at the major league level. They stuck him there. He's made every single play. Not a single person has called me saying, what the hell are the Yankees doing playing Jazz Chisholm at third base? Not a single person. But they blow a play in the outfield, and it's not just what the hell is Judge doing. It's not, come on, Grisham. It's how the hell did the manager put them in that situation? They're Major League Baseball players. Aaron Judge is an excellent defensive outfielder, and Grisham has won two gold gloves. They have both dealt with each other. They have both had to deal with outfielders and calling guys off. Everybody knows center fielder gets the ball. That was too close to comfort. It still hit Grisham in the glove. But we never say, oh, my God, what a bum play. How the hell did they? No, it's why would Boone put him there? Not one person has said, wow, how about the Yankees putting Jazz Chisholm and recognizing he can play that position? Look at how good he's been there. Good for Boone and Cashman recognizing that was the way to go and not moving. And I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying nobody points that out. But one dropped ball in the outfield, and suddenly it's like, well, what the hell is Judge even doing out there? Why is Boone putting him out there? I don't get it, man. I'm not saying he's Miller Huggins. He's had plenty of problems. And if the Yankees don't win this year, I'm moving on. That's fine. But like, there's a drop ball in the outfield, and we bend over backwards to figure out how it's Boone's fault. We will do anything. We will forgive anybody's poor play. We will never blame. We will do anything to try and blame Boone or the front office at every single turn. It drives me bonkers, bro. It drives me absolutely bonkers. He's got plenty to answer for. Plenty. Because you know what? He did cultivate a little bit of an atmosphere. I just happen to think it's two players. I think Grisham in specific, three players really. Torres, who's been a habitual line stepper when it comes to hustle and everything else. You know who's worse? Verdugo. Watch Verdugo. Every ground ball, he does not run hard to first base. Every single one. And Grisham has had lazy moments in the outfield. I don't know if you want to call that one of them. But, like, it comes with some personal responsibility. And Boone said he's had some grace. And I agree, certainly with Torres, who he got as a young player. He should have nipped this in the bud. And I get on Boone for it. No doubt. And I've talked about the idea of not only that the laziness and the hustling that's and the lack of hustle that's been allowed to go on, but also the, hey, we're the Yankees, we'll be fine, has been an attitude cultivated too much in this organization. And I felt like it changed at the beginning of the year. And Judge talked about it at the end of last year, and they've talked about it, and I felt like it changed in many ways when they were winning at the start of this year. And I'll get on Boone for that, and rightfully so. But what I won't get on Boone for is playing a Gold Glove caliber outfielder like Aaron Judge in left field, when there's a little more room there, and I'd rather keep Soto in right. Like, it's just, it, that's what we're going to get nuts about. And then the other great one is he pulls. I can't tell you how many people hit me up with this one on Twitter, and I know Jack Curry said it in the postgame. He pulls Glaber. He finally does it. And if your argument is too little, too late, that's a fair argument. You want to say it should have been done years ago? Fair argument. What is not a fair argument, and what I don't agree with, is that he's got to handle it differently in the press conference. I'm sorry, I don't agree with it. He's got to answer every thought in his head and why this is different, and he's got to give us more there. Why does he have to give us more there? He took the guy out of the game clearly for not hustling. They argued in the dugout. He's got to tell you what was said in that argument? Now we get all these, the writers who haven't said a damn thing. I haven't read many stories about the lack of hustle and Boone's problem with it. Or now all of a sudden, not only did he not hustle, and not only did he finally pull him out of the game, but he didn't undress him enough. I guess he's supposed to go out there in the post game and say, why is this different? Aaron, why is this different with Gleyber Torres this year, or this play specifically? He's had other instances and you haven't pulled him. Why is this? Because I'm finally sick of it. He's a bum who doesn't hustle. I've told him 10 different freaking times, and he continues to pull this crap, and I'm sick of it. And he's not a good enough player to not hustle. That's what, unless he just absolutely tears Gleyber Torres apart, we're not going to be happy with it. He pulled him off the field. He yelled at him in the dugout. It's crystal clear why he got taken out of the game. Why this one and not that one, and why that one and not this one? He has to answer it. He has to give you his precise thought process on the whole thing. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Now, I'd prefer him not to get a little, annoyed by all the questions, because you knew they were coming. That part I get. No need to give a little bit of an attitude. But the idea that, and Jack Curry comes right on after the postgame, and I respect Jack a lot. He does a great job. I'm not knocking Jack necessarily, but the idea that Boone has to give us more in the press conference, no, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He's got to put an end to this crap. And if that doesn't, if Gleyber Torres, if getting benched isn't enough for Gleyber Torres to hustle, if that isn't enough of a message to Grisham, to Verdugo, to anybody else, if pulling players off the field isn't enough, if I need to completely roast them in the postgame, then that's on them. That's no longer on the manager being accepting. The manager pulled them off the freaking field. The manager benched him 2-3 weeks ago, and now the manager pulled him off the field. But that's not enough. He's got to tell us exactly his thought process, and he's got to kill Gleyber Torres further publicly. Otherwise, what did he really do? And God forbid Aaron Judge just made a mistake and attacked the ball too aggressively in left field. The manager shouldn't have put him in that position. Shouldn't have put him in the position of playing left field. Oh, my. Oh, my. It's ridiculous. Judge shouldn't have been that aggressive, and Grisham should have called him off more ferociously and taken charge of the damn play and made the catch. If a lousy career, if Kyle Schwarber is out there, the plays, yeah, okay, great. So I should put like guys who are just comfortable playing left field. He's a outfielder. They didn't put him. They didn't say, hey, get your gear on. You're catching today, Judge. Half the freaking team, I mean, excuse me, half the fan base wants to put a first base glove on him. Half the fan base calls me up and says, put Judge at first base. Bring up Dominguez, play him in the outfield, give a first baseman's glove to Judge, and play him at first base. That's what they should do to get everybody in the lineup. I've taken call and call after it. That's what they should do. Oh, so it's okay to put Judge at first base, but you can't put him in left field. I know it's a small minority, but I just took a call on it, too. People are hitting me up on Twitter. I got a call on it. The idea that that play is Boone's fault drives me crazy. Everything's Boone's fault. Everything. A reliever comes in, gives up a run, Boone's fault. Guys drop balls in the outfield, Boone's fault. I mean, unless the Yankees win 162, go 162-0, Boone makes a mistake. It's unbelievable. He's not a great, terrific manager, and he's one that is at the end of his contract here, and there's a very good chance he's not the manager next year. And there's a very good chance that's what should happen. But when professional athletes drop balls in center field, it's not on the manager. When guys don't hustle, can it slightly be on the manager? Yeah, it's on Gleyber Torres, though. It's on Verdugo. It's on Grisham. It's on everybody else who doesn't hustle, which, by the way, look up and down Major League Baseball. They're not alone in this problem.